Are you looking for a great education for your children and you might live in St. Charles County or Warren County and you just can't find that school that might give them the virtues that you grew up with? Well, today we're going to talk about four virtues and we're going to talk about Classical Academy de Lafayette. My guest is the head of the school there and her name is Katie McKinney. So if you enjoy learning more about good old education premises and standards, stay tuned. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Katie, welcome.
Thank you, Judy.
Katie, the Academy, tell us a little bit about it. You started it yourself. You founded it. You're the head of the school. What's Classical Academy de Lafayette all about?
Well, the Academy being classical, we focus on the Western tradition. And what that means is we focus on the values that stretch all the way back to the ancients. We also focus on the principles of what made this country. And we make sure that our students understand those Western traditions, those values, those principles of the American culture, and then also to be culturally literate. That's extremely important to what we're doing. Because that is the tie that binds all of us as Americans. And I had felt that it was being lost. And so that was sort of the impetus for me starting this school.
Cultural literacy, so important. Those four virtues that you just mentioned aren't bite-sized things, are they? They are things to be woven into our lives to make us who we are.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's exactly what it is. It's you're weaving it into everything you do. So all of our literature, it's classical literature, you'll find those four virtues, which are temperance, justice, fortitude, and prudence, woven throughout. For example, when a second grader reads Charlotte's Web and they're encountering the fortitude of Wilbur, maybe to have the courage to face some of the obstacles he's encountering, or Charlotte when she's expiring and she needs to have that sense of prudence, that wisdom in making decisions for her young so that she knows they will continue. These are lasting virtues that we as humans express, but you also find them in To Kill a Mockingbird or The Odyssey or these beautiful pieces that have stood the test of time. And so what they do is they help us acknowledge the higher things in life, and then we try to live in the light of those higher things, which brings out the best in us.
Now, I'm looking at these four virtues here, temperance, justice, fortitude, and prudence. Now, these are old terms. Three of these words are pretty old terms, and I know people would know what justice is, but could you briefly define each of these four virtues?
Sure. Fortitude is having courage, even in the midst of something scary. Prudence is using wisdom to make sound decisions, really having right judgment. And temperance, which happens to come up a lot, is being self-governed. That is doing the right thing at the right time, regardless of who's there. And we teach that to our 4-year-olds all the way up to our 15-year-olds. And it's a beautiful thing to watch a 5-year-old express temperance on the playground. We give high fives and we celebrate.
All right. Let's talk about how would a 5-year-old, if they were coming to your school, learn about temperance and express that on the playground?
I have a perfect example. We had a little gentleman who was on the playground and he wanted to grab a ball away from someone. And he, in the midst of trying to do that, he stopped himself and he pulled back and then he just walked away. And I noticed, nobody acknowledged it, but I noticed it. And after recess, I went up to him and I said, Marcus, what did you do back there? And he told me what he did. And I said, what virtue is that? And he said, temperance. And then his face broke out into a huge smile. And I just gave him a high five and wished him on to class. But that's what we do every single day.
Wow. Making the right decisions at the right time.
Yeah.
So if you're looking in our society today, Katie, where are those four virtues on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 being the highest? Are they valued highest, middle, lowest, where?
That's a great question, Judy. You know, I guess I would have to say, unfortunately, I don't see them expressed as much as I would like to see, which was somewhat of a motivating factor for me to start this school. I would say we're probably at a 5, maybe 5 to 6. I do see it within adults and children who are striving and hungering to do the right thing and to be the best they can be. But on a large scale, I think we could do a much better job. Quality education is paramount. It's necessary. Our founding fathers understood that an educated populace was requisite in order to maintain that republic. And I think that is a big downfall that we have experienced in this country. I think it's why we are where we are at this very moment, because of the lack of quality education. In order to maintain this republic, we do not have a state police at this time. Our founding fathers knew that. They knew that we had a God that was our governor. If I had my druthers, I would try to launch as many classical schools as possible because of the effects that I'm seeing in our own school right now. And these schools, classical schools, are for inner city children. They're for any socioeconomic background. They've got a fabulous Hillsdale school in Savannah, Georgia, which is primarily a Title I school. Any child can flourish if given the tools, the right tools.
So tell us about a typical day that the kids will experience at Classical Academy.
Let's start on a Monday. They would have a virtue talk at the very beginning where we have a wonderful community member come in and talk about one of those four virtues. Tuesday through Friday, we would start with recitations, which is where we learn beautiful poetry or prose, and we memorize that. Anywhere from the Gettysburg Address to the preamble to the Constitution to Christina Rossetti or Shel Silverstein. We cover the gamut, and we have a ball, sometimes laughing until we're crying at the beginning of the day. Then they go into their phonics time. We teach phonics, which are
great.
Yes.
Phonics are wonderful.
Oh, I love phonics.
I do too.
Did you learn phonics as a
yes,
child?
Yes, I did. And in fact, since I was the only blind kid in our school, my mother made them all in Braille and cut them out in little bitty tabs.
Oh my gosh.
And so I put them together as words, and I got them out of my little Christmas card box on the shelf, just as my peers got them out of there, wherever they got them.
Judy,
so yes, I love phonics.
I love that. You don't happen to still have those cards, do you?
I don't think so. I mean, they were like an inch by half an inch. They were so little because they were just those Braille characters on those little pieces of paper.
I love that. Wow. Well, we teach that because it's the code to the English language, and we love talking about our kids as code breakers. And so we teach that right from the get-go and all the way up. And our system is, I would say, is the best in the country.
And spelling is so important and how good phonics are to help kids be able to sound out and spell words.
And watching my own three children go through this program as well as myself, it is life-changing. It will increase fluency in reading and writing. And, of course, that allows you to be a better thinker because you have more to think about. So we do phonics every day. We do grammar and diagramming of sentences. We do a whole hour of math.
Do they still do that in school, diagramming of sentences?
No, they don't. That's why we do it.
I remember that.
Yep, we do it. And I had a ninth grader who chose to come back to eighth grade at our school. We didn't offer ninth grade at that moment. And she, when we diagrammed, she said, "Why is this not being taught in every school?" And I said, "I don't know. And at this point, we're not going to solve that problem, but we are going to solve the problem of the case that you don't know it." And she has eaten it up. It's been wonderful. And she wants to be a writer. So we do phonics. We do beautiful math with Singapore Math, which is one of the best programs on the planet. We do history taught with first source documents. So it's unrevised.
First source.
Yeah, it's a new concept.
Like the Constitution before it was revised.
Well, no, we will study the unrevised Constitution or unrevised Declaration, but we also study the current one. And what I mean is we're not going to have someone interpret it for you. You're going to get to see it.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Right in front of you. So we pull those first source documents. We have a robust science program. We have
robust. What is a robust science program?
All of our classes are taught Socratically, so they are question and answer, but hands-on. So we make sure that the students have ample opportunity to engage in the subject matter, and science is no different. So if they're studying—
Lots of discussion.
Yes, lots of discussion, lots of—if they're looking at, you know, insects, we bring in actual insects or, you know, things so that they can see it with microscopes and whatnot. And then we teach Latin and logic and cursive and geography and all those things that have somewhat been lost.
Great classical education. And Katie, how does the Academy connect with Hillsdale? I thought that was a college.
It is a college. They have also started, though, this K-12 charter school initiative. And I found them when they were just getting that going in 2016. And when I found that, I thought, that's it. That's where I'm hitching my wagon. So we license a curriculum from them. This curriculum has been vetted across the country. And what they're finding is that through the standardized testing that their students are in some states are coming out top of the state and in some cases top of the nation because of the exceptional and rigorous curriculum that we offer.
So there are academies all over the United States that are using the curriculum that Hillsdale put together for K through 12.
That's correct. They're Hillsdale-affiliated schools. They're under the public school umbrella because they are a charter, and they have anywhere from 800 to 1,000 students enrolled. And then in places like Atlanta, Georgia, and in Texas, they have over 1,000 students on their waiting list. This is how hungry parents are for their students to get this exceptional education. And we have one right here in Wentzville.
Are there any more in the greater St. Louis area?
There are not. Because St. Louis or Missouri does not allow charter schools unless you're in the city or Kansas City, which is what I was trying to initially do, I had to start a private school. And that's why we are tuition-based at the moment. So we don't have any others.
How many students do you have?
We are roughly around 35 students right now. We expect to be around 50 by September 2nd and continue to grow from there.
You're located in Wentzville. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
You can check our website out, and that's at www.cadlafayette.com. There we're giving school tours. We're going to be in person, in class learning with 5 days a week, everyone there. And we're right at the corner of Highway 40 and Highway 70.
What about scholarships?
We have tuition assistance, yes, and it's first come, first serve. So we would love to be able to have that conversation if anyone needed it.
Awesome. Well, Katie, it's been a pleasure. Katie McKinney has been my guest today talking about Classical Academy de Lafayette. And Katie, again, the website and the phone number
is www.cadlafayette.com and the phone number 636-222-3442.
And in closing, you have 30 seconds to say whatever you'd like to say.
I think one of the biggest gifts we can give the next generation is the ability to think and reason rightly. And the only way that can happen is when you marry excellent education and excellent character together. This has been something that's missing in education all across our land. It was the impetus for me starting this school and is my hope that we can make, maybe it's small, but we can make a dent in this educational landscape for the better, bringing out the best in these children who will then turn around and give their best to this country, which will bless all mankind.
Don't forget to check it out. Again, Katie, Classical Academy de Lafayette, the website.
www.cadlafayette.com.
I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Thanks for tuning in today.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.